Hope to hear this song quite a bit over the next few days. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game, here on this Friday. We say hello to Madam President Michelle Kennedy, who joins us now on the program. Hello, Michelle. How you doing?
Hey, I'm great. Made me feel right at home playing that song as we lead into this.
Well, we want to hear it a lot at Bridgestone Arena. We heard it some last night. We want to hear it tomorrow night and Sunday night and Tuesday night on this homestand. But it's been a while since the Predators have been at home. Come back last night, get the shootout win, 14 of the last 21. Things going good for the team in gold.
Yeah, you know, it's a lot more fun to be on this side of it than the other. We, as you said, we weren't home for quite a while, but Preds fans certainly enjoyed watching our team pick up some points on the road. And then last night in the arena was great. Vibes were really high. We had a great crowd. It was an ESPN broadcast. Our scouting staff's in town right now, so we get to see some familiar faces that we don't see that often, including the GOAT, Pekka Rinne. So it was a fun night to be back. We're in the middle of now 4 games in 6 days, and hope to keep piling up the points.
How cool is it for somebody that's been with the organization for a long time to now be at that point as a franchise where, you know, you have guys like Pekka, you know, that come back, and obviously he's working for the team, but you have other players that come through that are since done with their career, that now this organization is old enough to enjoy those things and also be a part of having a Hall of Fame player hit the 600 goal mark in a Predators uniform. I mean, these are all really cool things to see as a franchise grows.
Yeah, it is really special to have, you know, we have a Golden Hall now. We have a lot of things that teams in their infancy don't have. And then the Stamkos celebration last night, you know, he has not been a part of our organization for all that long, but he has certainly made a profound impact on this community and a profound impact on the hockey world. And to have been a part of celebrating his 600th goal was just really, really special. You know, it's something you don't really think about that much. But when he scored it while we were on the road, I saw a social media graphic that someone posted that he's one of 3 active players. He, Sidney Crosby, and Alex Ovechkin. Wow. What company to be in. And then to be the 22nd player, I think, in the history of the NHL to do it, it was really, really special to be a part of that and just to see him be honored in that way. It's great to see him find his groove on the ice. You know, it's been a little bit of a clunky start for him here, but it's great to see him having fun out there again. And wow, what an incredible honor. And that gold stick, I took the time to sweep by Hockey Ops yesterday to look at that. That thing is heavier than I am, and it is just beautiful. The engraving is just gorgeous. We had, there were some white gloves sitting by, you know, like Pritchard, who carries the Stanley Cup around. I felt a little bit like him yesterday looking at that stick, but it's just a really, really cool experience. Well, that we got to see Steven be honored in that way.
Well, and make sure that you listen and make sure Mr. Henry knows that we have both Willie's call and Max's call all over some promos right now, because both did a fantastic job with that, of calling that 600 goal. So we've had some fun with that here at the station.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So, I mean, again, for those guys, for everyone who was a part of it in any way at all, it's something that's, you know, unforgettable. Just doesn't happen that often, as evidenced by the statistics around it.
We're talking to Michelle Kennedy on the Chase and Big Joe Show. Michelle, last time you were here, the Nick Saban thing hadn't really broke publicly like it has. I just, were you amazed at all the publicity that the organization got for Coach being part of y'all's ownership group now? Because I got to tell you what, Michelle, it exploded everywhere, and which is great.
It did. I mean, the moment that it was announced, you know, there were a few of us who just had hallway conversations right after. Like, I mean, our cell phones blew up. Everybody's like, what? You know, I got an equal number of inbound saying, this is really cool. And is this real? Is this fake news? So, you know, it was unexpected and fun. And, you know, when you can align yourself with someone who is generally regarded as the greatest of all time, and they're in the coaching profession in college football, you take that opportunity. So credit to Bill Haslam for making that happen. And it's been, you know, we're 5-3 since the announcement.
Right.
So,
yeah.
So maybe some of that, winning history is wearing off on us already, which is awesome. It's been really fun.
Oh, I love it.
It really has demonstrated just, I mean, that guy is hugely famous. Everybody everywhere wants to talk about it, no matter what scenario we've been in since the December 15th announcement. Everybody wants to talk about Coach. So it's been really fun.
I got to
go and coach around.
Well, I got to imagine have you been in a lot of meetings with him? I know he hasn't spent a lot of time here, but you know, everybody I've talked to that's met him's like, man, this guy just he demands, without saying it, he demands perfection, which I think is really cool.
He is pretty cool to listen to. When we met him back as all this process was starting, you know, you sit in a room and just listen to him talk about his philosophy and how he accomplished what he did. It gets your attention. And it was, so it's been really fun to get to know him. There is, though, another side that he's been a really, really fantastic guy to get to know. Nice person. His wife, Miss Terry, is salt of the earth. His business partner, Joe Gresty, has been fun to get to know as well. So, yeah, I think certainly he has a competitive pedigree that is not a secret, but they have proven in a very short period of time to be partners that are great to have around. And again, kudos to Bill Haslam for identifying the opportunity and bringing him in.
I love it. Michelle, we got back-to-back this weekend. Next Tuesday there's a home game, Dirks Bentley bobblehead. It's a fun time to be a Nashville Predator, I would think.
We've got 6 more home games in January and 2 in February before the Olympic break. It is fun. You know, we've got the Oilers coming to town next Tuesday, playing them a week from give us a chance a week later to avenge a loss in Edmonton earlier this week. And we've got a lot of different reasons to come to the building. We have something for everyone. We have Black Music Heritage Night coming up. We've got a University of Tennessee night coming up on the 24th. As you said, Dirk Bentley's bobblehead night is on Tuesday. So, you know, no reason not to come out and watch our team with our 4 Olympians before the Olympics start. So congratulations to Phil Forsberg, UC Saros, Eric Halla, and Roman Yossi for being chosen to represent their countries and the Olympics, which is a tremendous honor.
Michelle Kennedy is with us. All right, now you know I have to bring up the other gold team down on West End, and that would be the undefeated both men's and women's Vanderbilt Commodores basketball team. You got to be excited about that.
On fire. My goodness. And, not, you know, so you know, people can talk a little trash about, well, have their wins been quality? You can't say that now. The women beat LSU last weekend. The men beat Alabama this week. They are legit. Candace and her crew over there are killing it, and I am so happy, you know, coming off an historical football season. They just continue bringing excellence to everything they're doing, and I'm happy for them and proud of them.
Yeah, I know you got to be excited about it. Well, we're excited about this homestand, going to be in the building tomorrow against that team from Chicago, and I said this earlier to Joe that it's been a while, mainly on their end, that a Predators and Blackhawks game has met this much, but fighting for that playoff spot, going to be a lot of fun. Might bring up some old times tomorrow night.
I think it could get a little bit scrappy out there. I think we might see it'll be a fun game to watch. Most important thing, everybody wear your gold, come out, drown out the red. It's a gold game. We geogated it, so we should have a whole bunch of gold, but come, be loud, be rowdy, and let's get our guys a couple more points.
Absolutely. Michelle, appreciate it as always. We'll see you tomorrow night.
All right. See you guys. Have a good afternoon.
You too. Michelle Kennedy, the president and COO of the Nashville Predators, joining us here on the program. And I always enjoy talking to her or Sean on Fridays. And it should be a fun one tomorrow. I'm excited about it. Going to take in a little Vandy LSU on West End and then Preds Blackhawks tomorrow night at Bridgestone Arena.
Oh, you dropped something. You dropped your you dropped some. What's the
how cool I am?
Yeah. You dropped your itinerary over there, man. I got to pick it up.
Yeah, well, you know, it's what I do.
Clay, your driver?
Hell no.
No. He wants to get home safe and sound, right?
No. I don't need to run over people in bushes. And
if you want a fun time on the weekend, I feel like that's NASCAR 2.0.
Yeah, that's living dangerously. No. That's what that is. We'll come back, tell you what day it is, and celebrity birthdays, and wrap up the week. Coming up next, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.